Howdy, howdy!
Good day.
And welcome to But It Was Aliens, the paranormal comedy podcast where we probe paranormal activity to decide for the questionable benefit of humanity whether that activity really was paranormal. My name is Mr. Kev in the John, do not disturb me, and alongside me with no idea what we will be covering today is Mr. Granville Moonwalker. Today, we are current, Mr. Moonwalker. Well, nearly. I'm about to present to you and the probers a case from the 1st of January 2024. Welcome to Miami.
And alongside me with no idea what we are covering today. I may know what we are covering today.
Everyone should know about this one, because this one was heavily in the news and still is popping up every now and then, actually.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So let me ask you a question.
Welcome to Miami.
How do you think the world would react if aliens actually landed on the Earth today? We begin our tale in chaos. As I said, it was New Year's Day evening. Local residents near the vicinity of the Bayside Mall and Biscayne Boulevard were having a nice chill evening when suddenly, chaos! It was chaos, Mr. Moonwalker! Chaos! Local residents began looking out of their windows to be greeted by the sight of hundreds of police vehicles and police officers swarming the streets. These blue freaks were everywhere.
This is the exact scene that I saw from the video I saw on
Twitter!
Biscayne Boulevard was shut off between 2nd and 4th streets. Nobody had any clue what was going on, but it must have been something serious for the police to be everywhere in these kind of numbers. I've shown Mr. Moonwalker a photo of the police presence, but if we can, and that is to say that if the man hasn't taken it down, Mr. Moonwalker, let us check out a quick video of that police presence via the Twitter. X-Twitter.
So you mean we're going to be going
on the Twitter?
We are going to be going
on the Twitter!
Yes.
Before we do, I'm going to say something that is going to sound insane.
Right.
2nd and 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
That confuses me. It makes absolute sense in the world. 2nd and 4th Street.
Right.
But being from the UK, that confuses the hell out of me, considering our names are like Shakespeare Road.
Yeah. And
Allen Lane and everything like that.
Granville Street.
There is actually one, yes.
Indeed.
It's got a KFC on it, which I think might be a Domino's now. But...
So the concept of having like...
numbers.
Roads and then streets off the roads and being one... First Street, Second Street, Third Street, etc.
That really confuses me. But it should make logical sense. It just doesn't.
Well, we've discussed before, how long is a block away? What does that even mean?
Isn't it like one block of buildings?
Of streets? How many streets?
Before the road ends. So you know you have...
But is it?
So you've got a straight road and you can turn left. If you kept going up and then there's another left, the distance between those two lefts, is that a block?
Then how long does it take to walk a block, bearing in mind those bits could be different lengths?
Huh? 8 blocks away.
Anyhow, watch the frickin' video that you might have seen before.
Well, you wouldn't count... You'd just count the block that you've gone past, wouldn't you? You don't count it in time. You count it in distance.
How far away is round the block?
Depends if you go left or right. What building you're coming out
That's
of.
That's so very inspecific, unspecific.
I'm confused. All right, video.
Video.
Let's go to hopefully on the Twitter.
And just to... I did research this more recently than usual, and the videos were going down like day after day as I was researching it.
We have the video, same video I saw. That is a shit ton.
You don't need the volume up.
of Popo. You said you don't need the volume, and I pressed the wrong button to close the...
Apologies if we just deafened you. So that is a lot of pleas, isn't it?
They're coming from everywhere.
They're coming out of the woodwork, like bedbugs or something. They're everywhere.
Ooh.
So that's got to be something pretty serious, right?
You would think, if they're going to mobilise that amount of police.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to mobilise that amount of police, there better be something.
Well, there has to be. You just don't get that kind of response, do you?
No, you don't. They stole my car. One police officer comes out. What colour was your car?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
There's been a murder. Three officers out.
Where were you? I heard gunshots. Where were you? Do you have guns? Yes. I found him.
As you can imagine, people were getting pretty riled up and scared with all this commotion going on. People wanted to know what was going down, and weirdly, it seemed that the police were not announcing anything or responding to any questions. People began posting on social media, questioning why the police weren't clarifying what was going on, and the word started getting around that something weird was going down. With no answers available, people went looking. On this podcast, we have often queried why there is no photographic or video evidence when we cover a recent paranormal case. Everyone carries a phone, pretty much. Well, as the good people of Miami ventured out, evidence they did gather. For you see, not only has footage been captured and posted, but this footage has even been slowed down to enable us to get a really good look at what was going on in the footage. Let's take a look at this slow motion video now, Mr. Moonwalker, if you would.
Ooh, let's... Yeah, I'm not really seeing much from this video other than a slowing down of the sirens.
Stick with it. Nothing capturing your eye right about now?
Hold on, I'll watch the other video. Yeah, no, there's nothing. I am not seeing... Oh.
How are you not? The video, the first video of the two, kind of towards the top of the screen.
Nothing.
You don't see that?
No.
What? Have you got it full screened?
Let me fucking close this one, because this is pissing me off. I didn't ask you to vote. Fuck off!
I'm watching it now. You don't see that kind of...
I see...
Upper left of the screen at the start. Kind of in front of those steps.
I see something, but it's fucking blurry.
Well... We'll get onto that in a second. Okay, let's move on.
I see what you mean. So I thought that was a bird's eye shot, and that was just some like smoke.
You can yeah, stop watching.
Fucking
crikey! So I've just included a couple of stills in the research notes, and on the second still, Mr. Moonwalker, again, kind of just in front of the steps, there is a blurred figure.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That is a blurred figure.
Okay, I have a real speed zoomed in video for you here, Mr. Moonwalker, whereby the section is repeated about three times so you could take a really good look without needing to pause and rewind or watch it 12 times.
I'm turning the sound off because... dum dum dum, dum dum dum.
I really hope this video hasn't been taken down.
No, it's playing.
Glorious.
I mean,
I do just want to add, as Mr. Moonwalker loads that up and watches it, that this video is pretty zoomed in. And you can try this at home, folks. Take a video using your phone from a few hundred meters away from a point of interest. When you zoom in, it does get blurry.
Yeah.
That's not some BS cover-up story. It's just the nature of pixels and resolution.
I mean, it is really blurry, but you can't make out what it is.
Well, you can, because what you've just seen, Mr. Moonwalker, is approximately 10 feet tall shadow aliens at the entrance to the Bayside Marketplace shopping mall. We have contact!
Did they just want some new clothes?
Potentially. I mean, where else is an alien going to get clothes?
Where did they come from?
So you generally can't perceive, like, the giant... Because if you look in that video, there's police officers all kind of in front of the police cars.
I can't see them in front of the police cars. I can only see the cars.
You can't make that out?
No.
Do you need glasses? Like, I don't mean that offensively. Because that is so very clear. Even in the still that I've put here, you can see the police officers in front of the police cars.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't tell me they're police officers.
I can tell you they're people.
You can't tell me they're people.
I can definitely tell you that. What else could they be?
Well, they don't move in the video.
But they're there. They're, like, leaning down, watching this figure in front of them.
Nah, I call bullshit.
And it's like the Stave Puff Marshmallow Man. Admittedly blurry, but what else is a shadow alien going to look like?
Nah, I'm calling absolute bullshit.
What, on there being police officers there?
Yep.
Which we've already verified.
Nah, you're not verifying anything.
I've given you,
I mean, if you look
video
at that,
evidence of hundreds of police cars and police officers running all around the place.
They're not running anywhere.
They are.
You're going to have to put that video up because I'm calling bullshit. There is... Okay, I see the shadowy figure. I don't see any police officers there. And do you want to know another reason why I call that bullshit?
Why?
Not a single gun was fired.
No,
this
that,
is the American police.
If an alien had landed, the American police would have fired first and asked questions later.
Exactly. All those police officers there and not one gunshot went off. Suspicious.
I mean, I accept you finding that suspicious.
I would even go as far to say that the alien isn't an alien and that the police are aliens because they didn't fire their guns. And it's a whole cover-up.
I'll accept that reasoning as well, but I am flabbergasted that you can't see the police officers.
Because there isn't any.
But there are. I'm not making that up. Like, question the alien all you want, but the fact you can't even see the police officers in front of their cars.
There's no one there.
That is 100% in this video.
There is nobody there.
If you look in the second video, the second screenshot I've given you,
there is
zoomed out.
So there is one.
There are about 100 police cars there, yeah? You can see those.
The police cars are fine. There's no one in front of them.
And you can see dots in the bigger one, not the zoomed in one.
You can't tell me they're police officers. You don't know what the fuck they are.
They're people. You can accept they're people though, right?
No.
What else are they going to be?
Bollards?
They're too big to be bollards and they move in the videos.
There's one in the video where you see someone just slowly walking in the opposite direction to the shadow alien. That's it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm getting pretty hot and sweaty at this point because I've given you all my evidence already.
And I'm not even arguing to be contrarian.
You're arguing there's no police officers. I will post the links in the episode notes to all the videos so people can go and look at this. And I'll post the screenshots on our social media accounts at But It Was Aliens. There are 100% police officers. We're not even debating about the alien.
You can't tell me there's...
I can! I just did!
Well, you can tell me, but it doesn't mean it's
true. So these videos, there are hundreds of these videos, all taken by local residents out of, like, their windows on balconies and
okay,
whatnot.
Okay, so I want to see a different angle, and then I would agree.
Well, I've given you
from
the best angles.
From what I've seen, there's no police officers there. They just look like empty cars.
So why would the police officers just leave their cars? Where are the police?
They could
they
be
all in
inside?
The mall?
Possibly. Blue light discount. Going to get them new Jordans.
Do you get that in America? Right, so shadow aliens. Mr. Moonwalker is on board.
Shadow puppets.
And as if that wasn't already bonkers enough, people who lived nearby began reporting that power had gone down around 8:30 that evening. Other witnesses said that the Wi-Fi went down too. I'm not saying that the aliens did this to stop news of their visit spreading, or that the police did this to stop the word getting out. But if they did, they failed. This was going online, going viral, en masse. The whole world was quickly talking about what was going down, or went down, possibly quite literally, in Miami. This was getting all the weirder due to the continued lack of police response to queries about what had happened. It wasn't long before celebrities like Star Trek actor William Shatner were tweeting about the alien event. It's everywhere. And not a single person questioned the presence of police in those videos. Not a single person. In fact, quite the opposite. People were questioning why there were so many officers there.
No wonder, because there were so many cars.
That are apparently Knight Rider cars that drive themselves.
Oh, the police drove there. They just left the cars and went
they
in.
They buggered off to get some donuts, right?
Some donuts and khakis.
So any idea why the power and Wi-Fi went down?
Might have just been a power outage. Happens.
You're back to your 2020 skeptical self.
Wasn't the whole of New York dark for
ages? I've just realised what it is. You didn't play football last night for the first time in probably a year or so, and you've got the grumps on.
I'm not grumpy at all. I'm quite buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, wasn't there a whole blackout in New York? And people
There's been
candles and everything like that.
There's been blackouts in many places all over the world.
Exactly.
But not accompanied by a shadow alien.
We're much more of a strain on the electrical grid than we were back then. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's blackouts and things like of that nature.
And shadow aliens.
Yeah, them too.
This footage went viral, as I said, and by Friday, the 5th of January 2024, the police broke their silence. The police announced,
"There were no aliens, UFOs, or ETs."
Officer Michael Vega said in a statement that,
"If there was any creature, myself and the other officers would have our handgun, rifle and shotgun out while we hide behind our cars."
Told you.
The police claimed that teenagers had been fighting, but correct me if I'm wrong, actually don't. In that footage, weren't the police hiding behind their cars?
Nope.
I don't recall seeing any teenagers fighting in the footage, and even if they did, since when did a teenage fight result in hundreds of police officers being deployed? So to recap, we have no fight, loads of police, and police officers hiding behind their cars, just as an officer said they would if there was an alien.
What we have is...
I'm not sure I want to hear it.
No signs of a fight between teenagers. And no signs of police hiding behind cars either. So what probably
happened... What we have is bollards moving and hiding behind cars.
I wouldn't even say there was a fight going on in the mall. If there was, it's a huge gang fight of epic proportions.
To get that many officers.
To get that many police officers.
Oh, so the police were there now.
To go into the building to grab donuts and khakis. To fuel themselves up for the war.
Against the teenagers.
Yeah.
So you think this is a standard police response to a few teenagers?
No, I don't. Like I said, it's gang.
So you think it's a gang?
Teenage gang.
How big a gang?
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So four?
Yep.
Plus a leader.
It's a giant rat.
Shredder!
No. I don't believe it was a teenage fight. There's far too... If it was a teenage fight, we would have had footage of the fight by now. Because kids...
That's a good point.
...don't experience anything in the moment anymore.
No, they film it.
They film everything. Yeah. So everyone that was there has a phone out. Or everyone that's not fighting has a phone out to 100%. Video record it.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is they ran... No, because there's kids running away from the building. So any of those that got away would have been able to post any of the video footage they got in there.
Because
I was going to say maybe they confiscated everyone's phones. That's why there were so many police.
My mind went there too. Then I thought, hold on, there were hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
In that video, we saw loads of a big crowd running away, didn't we? So
yep. So, or...
be hard to do.
Well, even if this was the case. So my brain just went... there was a big fight and then all of a sudden someone pulled out a gun or something like that. If that was the case, there would still be video footage. Possible bomb, you would have the exact same thing.
Yeah, that would create a big response.
Unless, the only thing I can think of is the reason you have no footage is because maybe they said taking your phone out and filming it could set the bomb off. The frequency of the phone, but then how is a bomber going to get that to every... Well, although, to be fair, someone shouts, he's got a bomb, no one is staying to video it.
No.
Everyone's legging it.
That is the thing. In the moment, as much as people say, oh, you'd take a video, etc., etc., in the moment, no, if you're bricking it,
you're legging
it. You don't pull out your phone, you leg it, yeah, and keep your wits about you.
You are no hero getting a video recording of it before it goes boom and you dying.
Like, fair enough, if there's a fight, people will video that kind of thing because they're not necessarily at immediate risk themselves. But when butts are against the wall, things are about to happen, taking a photo or video ain't as common as what you might think.
Might have been one of those cases where there was a group of four or five looking rather suspicious, and then someone noticed that someone had something dodgy, screamed it, and everybody ran.
Yeah. The police couldn't keep a lid on this thing because next, more unusual news broke. Stories started circulating that a gosh-damned UFO had been seen over Miami before the mole incident. Yes, the same day before the alien was seen on the ground. In the early evening sky, a bunch of lights were seen moving around mostly in a synchronized manner. Mr. Moonwalker, for your viewing pleasure, I have some copies of photos taken by civilians like you and me on New Year's Day Eve, as in the evening. Not the day before New Year's, we are talking the evening of New Year's Day. Just before the alien chaos ensued. The 3 to 7 lights generally moved together slowly, but every now and then they appeared to drop down at ridiculous speed, moving faster than the eye could keep up with. There's been no clarification from radar. All we have is the raw photos. Was this the craft our alien friends visited in?
So all of a sudden, we don't have video footage. You get something this weird and you don't have video footage. We only have photos.
Yeah.
Calling
lucky nonsense. We have photos. If we didn't have anything, you'd be asking for photos.
But now that we have photos, I'm asking for video. What's
and
your point?
If I gave you video, you'd be wanting audio.
I still don't understand what the point of your argument is.
That you're never satisfied.
Should you be?
Grumpy.
What if this is all for a movie? But they can't tell you what movie it is. Like all the police turning up.
Oh, they were filming something. They were all actors, or were they real and being paid to be there to film scenes for a movie?
Possibly. With a few being kept at the station just in case anything kicks off, and then some leaving if anything kicks off. Could have been... So the police themselves weren't paid, but the studio made a donation to that police department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we want this done. And the footage that we get is going to be Cloverfield-esque. Maybe this is Cloverfield 4.
Maybe. You've given me another idea there as well. What if whatever went down here was done as a distraction to get all officers to this point so that people could rob the police station to get the AllSpark or whatever is being held at the police station?
Or to get them away from another building on another side of town.
Where something was going down. There was a deal being made.
We all know about deals.
They get made. Now remember, The police claimed that they were responding to a fight between teenagers. People on the Twitter and Instagram started posting that they were at the mall and that there was no fight. There were honestly so many of these claims. I was going to try and do a reel for you, Mr. Moonwalker, but a lot are actually just video accounts. Some even go so far as to claim that teenagers may have accidentally opened a portal for the aliens. But regardless of that detail, people were unanimous in claiming that there was no fight. This was aliens seen by many. The good people of Miami were being caught up in an active cover-up attempt. Videos were being taken down from social media channels left and right, but witnesses stood firm in their claims that police claims of a fight were false. Sosa Pippen was one such witness who claimed that the police were bullshitting. Here is Sosa's account for everyone to hear. If you would be so kind as to load this up, Mr. Moonwalker.
I've seen one of these videos. And if this is the one where they claim that they saw the portal open, and then there's another video of them saying, I didn't see shit. If it's that video, then I've got a rebuttal.
Maybe save your theories till the end. And again, there are lots of these types of videos as well. Quite a few were in Spanish and I couldn't understand them.
No one gives a shit. Like a mini vacay, you know, no one cares why you were there. Shut up.
So
anyway, we happened to be at
that mall. Why so grumpy? Locker, whatever. Next thing you know, you start hearing all this commotion outside. Sound like firecrackers or something. So, you know what I'm saying? I grab a close. I'm like, yo, we about to get up out of here. Because, I originally thought that they were shooting. You know what I'm saying? I thought, some type of gunfight had broke out, whatever the case is. Because, we're not familiar with Miami. We're not familiar with the city. So I'm like, damn, I ain't even got my blick. So, we about to swerve. Next thing I know, it's like crazy. Like, we just see all these people running, like, fat chicks, old ladies.
Unnecessary.
Like, I'm talking about moving, Like, old people even moving.
Everything you said so far is unnecessary.
My girl, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, fuck all that, we out. Like, I'm not going to ask no questions. We just going to follow the crowd.
Okay, that's true. You're black, you see people run, you run.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to follow the crowd, get out of there. I look back, no cap, I look back, it looked like a big ass shadow, but it was solid at the same time, like a few shadows, but they were solid at the same time, and it almost looked like they was coming our direction, like they was chasing us, but they was disappearing and reappearing closer. So I'm like, yo, what? So we start really moving. Next thing we start hearing more gunshots. Like, these dudes start
you
firing at this shit.
Really moving already?
Outside, mad police, all that. You know what I'm saying? The police is like trying to get all the people that ran out the mall. They like trying to detain these people, whatever. But me and my girl, we ended up just, sliding past all that.
You ditched
like
the girl,
that.
Didn't you?
But a lot of people saying, why didn't nobody film and all that? When that type of shit is going on, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that? Like some paranormal? Nobody thinking about no phone. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to survive.
It's real there.
But for real, they lying, yo. It was all them officers and all that, they was not there because of no kids fighting. It was really some like movie shit going on in there, yo.
Some movie shit.
That's what it was, yo.
So there you have it.
There was some movie shit going on.
There was some movie shit going on.
There's a lot of unnecessary chatter in his video.
That's not unnecessary at all. He's telling you exactly what happened. That's an account. That's evidence that could be held up in a court of law.
I don't need to know that he was in Foot Locker. I need to know that shit. Don't need to know that he's got a timeshare and it was on vacay.
Well, why would he have been somewhere that he doesn't live if not? You did need to know that.
It was New Year's.
Could have been, well, then he would have said I was there for New Year's.
That's all, so yeah, that's all you got to say.
But that wouldn't have been true, but then...
I don't give a shit about your timeshare. I was there for New Year's. We were in that mall. This is what happened. We saw people legging it. We legged it. Turned back. Saw shadow aliens. Got the fuck up out of
there. It was some movie shit.
some movie shit.
I guarantee if he'd have given that exact account that you've just said, you'd have been like, that's bullshit. He's not giving us enough detail.
Nope.
Absolutely.
Not at all. He could have given us more detail about giving us that nonsense that he gave.
And you're sad you're not grumpy.
I'm not.
All of what we've covered in this episode was all the more timely because in July 2023, former government operative David Grusch disclosed in a congressional hearing that non-human biologics had been recovered from alien crash sites. We won't probe too deeply on this story because one day this will be a whole episode. Suffice to say, the debate on whether the military and government hold actual evidence of alien activity continues. A few months after the Grusch disclosure, Jaime Musan presented mummified alien bodies to Mexican Congress, which again is probably a future episode. Aliens were all the rage for a few months and it culminated with this sighting.
It's Roswell all over again. Right.
Right.
I've got something to say.
Is it something happy? Can you say it with a smile? Come on.
No.
No!
Right. Non-human biologics had been recovered from alien crash sites. Alien crash sites.
Right.
A crash indicates that you were at fault.
Or someone was at fault. Or the
how the
technology itself was at fault.
How are all these aliens crashing when there is no other aircraft up there for them to crash into? And the ones that are up there for them to crash into, they're not crashing into.
Well, maybe they are. They're just too far away from us. There could be billions upon billions upon trillions upon numbers we can't even comprehend of aliens out there. The fact that three or four have crashed on Earth is not beyond the realms of possibility.
What are they crashing into?
They've potentially travelled a long way. It could be that it's engine just failure. Tired. Cars break down. How many cars have you had that broke down? Almost everyone you've owned. Quite literally everyone you've owned apart from your current one.
None. Only one of my cars.
You've always had issues with cars. I'm not saying necessarily stopped moving, but
there you go.
Things happen.
That's different.
Yeah, but things happen and
I've crashed one.
Maybe a screen cracked on one alien and it concealed their vision. Boom, they're down. Maybe engine failure on another. Who knows? And they're also flying around an environment they're not as familiar within. They could have clipped a tree they weren't expecting. They might not have even seen a tree before. They might think they can fly through things.
If they would have clipped a tree, I think the tree would have known about it. And the people around would have known about it.
Well, maybe there was no people around and it's been recovered by the military and covered up. Biatch!
I think these alien space, these crashes are either nonsense, bullshit, or they're being shot down by the military. Therefore, it's not a crash, it's an attack. It's a craft that we shot down, not a crash.
I think.
Therefore, if aliens do ever decide to show up, they are going to have their way with us.
They're
going to
nail us.
Just, I was about to say, just like that one that left a sign on my driveway.
Nailed you. For reference.
So, yeah. One Sunday morning, I decided I would go to the local supermarket. So my car that was parked on my drive, I got in it. I drove off. It had been raining for probably about a good 6-7 hours the night.
Yeah, it'd been pretty murky.
So I drove to the supermarket, came back to park on my porch, only to find that I was visited by an alien grey. And this is legit. I took a photo of it. There is no way I could have doctored this photo. There is an alien grey on my driveway.
We've said it many times before. Mr. Moonwalker is being visited.
And I will put this up on the socials. Actually, I'm just going to... You're going to find it up on a random Saturday because I'm going to post it at the end of this recording. So you will know what day we recorded this. Because there's going to be an alien grey pop up on the socials. And yeah, it's pretty uncanny. I even sent it to you and was like, told you they're watching me.
Well, in fact, I told you they're watching you.
Well, I confirmed it by sending it to you.
Now confirmed. Just rolling back to your earlier comment, I think the majority of alien crash reports are advanced human technology.
In terms of military tech that is being tested in...
Yeah, I think we've probably got...
being found by other sources. Oh,
or just going wrong.
And then they can't disclose that they were actually testing that.
Yeah. And I think that's potentially why government officials may be covering up with alien stories, because they're ridiculous and get laughed off. But
yeah, they can't say they were testing this type of technology.
Mm-hmm. Muddy the world's view as to our actual technological capabilities. And that probably comes into lots of bigger conspiracy we've kind of touched upon before, like about free energy and that stuff. But topic for another time. I've given you the truth. Now it's time. I've given you the truth. Now it's time for the other. Various news outlets, including NBC, reported that there had been a mass brawl at Bayside Marketplace at 8:30 on Monday evening, whereby four teenagers had been arrested. Two of the teenagers were charged with burglary of an unoccupied conveyance, grand theft, and battery, whilst all four were charged with resisting an officer without violence. This went down at 401 Biscayne Boulevard. This is roughly half a mile south of the mall and not far from an airport, which can be reached in a 12-minute drive on a very, very good run. There had been reports all over social media that the police were not saying a word about what was going on. However, police reports from shortly after the incident suggested that the teenagers were letting off fireworks. A local misinterpreted a pop for a gunshot, or maybe even a bomb, and next thing you know, the police sent a mass armed response, resulting in those streets being closed off. The police claim that they observed a man being assaulted by between 10 and 15 teenagers around Southeast 3rd Avenue and Southeast 2nd Street, resulting in those arrests, and all active officers were called in to support after some initial difficulties. A marked police vehicle arrived, demanded people disperse, and most of the teenagers fled. The victim said the fight started after the teens threw a bottle at his vehicle and then jumped the victim when he confronted them, alongside stealing his iPhone from the vehicle. The police actually announced the firework element of this on the Twitter a few hours after the incident, so it wasn't a huge wait. People just ignored it. Aliens.
The crackling or popping sound that he mentioned in the video sounds or aligns with the firework.
With the official explanation. Although, if you were going to cover it up,
I wouldn't say the problem. I'm quite sceptical of American news stations.
Right.
Have you seen the video where they show all the different American news stations and they're all saying the exact same thing?
Yes, yeah, I have. Yeah, I think you might have actually showed me that.
Right. So they're probably being paid off to cover things up.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't ever... It seems really weird, but I don't trust the news.
So I gave you visual evidence and you query the shit out of it. I tell you that news agencies are saying that this was a teenage fight and now you're not believing it.
Don't believe everything you see in here.
Sadly, I did some further manual searching on the ex-Twitter and found several actual Miami residents who verified that claims of power or Wi-Fi outage were bullshit. I also found a slightly better quality video of the alien walk, which I'll just show Mr. Moonwalker now. Hopefully you can actually make out this one a tiny bit.
Are we going to see the police officers?
We're going to see the shadow alien.
Shadow. that we are. So the supposed shadow alien is just three people walking in a line.
Yeah, yeah. So...
yeah. What I will also draw your attention to while this video is on. There's not that many officers ducked down behind their cars, are there? There's people walking around, but there's none by their cars.
There were three behind their cars, I'll have you know.
No, there were.
Yeah, as Mr. Moonwalker
said, they're in the street.
Sadly, this video appears to indicate that it was actually a few police officers walking together. This footage was slowed down and mirrored, which made it look like aliens. Unless that footage has been doctored by the man! This news article broke around the same kind of time that a second document outlining celebrity connections to a very high-profile, now-deceased sex offender with an island was released, and some do claim that this story may have intentionally taken away some attention from that. Witnesses like Sosa Pippen from earlier, however, admitted that they were just trolling. No government conspiracy. A briefing on UAP was due to be given to the US House Oversight Committee just after the Miami Mall incident too, but again, there is no evidence of a conspiracy. It's nearly time to summarise, and I think I speak for both of us when I say that there is simply no indication as to which way this one is gonna go.
So, that knobhead that we were talking about earlier...
Why you gotta call him a knobhead for?
Because he is a knobhead.
He was just having a bit of fun.
No, he's a knobhead. He's the boy that cried wolf. If any shit does go down, no one's gonna believe it. That's why twats like this should be kept off of...
That's what the internet is. It's full of... Well, in fact, TikTok more specifically is just full of people like that having a laugh. In our generation, we'd meet up and have a few drinks in person and have a laugh. Now people post things online. It's just the way the world is.
I don't mind if you're posting something funny online. That's not funny.
People believed it. That was probably hilarious to him and his mates.
Yeah. See, I knew it was sus.
On a less grumpy day, you might have found it funny.
I knew it was sus the moment he was like, yeah, we had a chab cheer or whatever the fuck he was talking about. Fucking twat.
My gosh. Maybe he's a member of a liar's club. Although he's ballsed up by coming out and saying it was bullshit.
Got pressured. See a little bit of pressure and he fucking folds. If you're going to lie like that, keep the lie up. Dick.
All right, mister. I bath in milk to make myself look younger.
And I keep that lie up.
In summary...
this little old co-op ladies know no different.
In summary, we've covered the New Year's Day 2024 Miami Mall Marketplace aliens incident. At about 8 in the evening, chaos ensued.
Chaos!
As the people of Miami began to notice huge swarms of police officers around the Miami Marketplace Mall area. Power went down, Wi-Fi was cut, but the police remained silent. Suddenly, videos started breaking of alien contact. The police claimed that teenagers were fighting, but that didn't quite explain the mass police response, and the story was taking off. A UFO had been seen in the sky moments before the alien sighting. Whilst the police stayed firm in their claims, witness videos began hitting social media claiming that the police were covering up a visit from shadow aliens. Since this incident, it turns out that some teenagers have been charged for a fight on New Year's Day, and the shadow alien walking footage appears to be two or three police officers walking slowed down and reversed. But we covered only a few weeks back in our Majestic 12 episode that the best cover-up is to tell the truth with just a tiny sprinkle of lies in there, so that when people clock the lies, they never believe at all. Why were there so many police, really? Was this one a Bayside brawl or aliens? Has the man covered this one up?
No. There's no cover up.
It's bullshit.
possible concoction of fireworks, fighting,
and bomb threat.
Yeah, gunshots. The phone call for that amount of police to be out, and that is literally it. There's no aliens here. There was no police stuck down by their cars. There's no portal, no nothing. Although I did see a pretty cool edit. Someone edited a portal opening up and an alien bug coming out of it.
Nice. I saw this decent video similar to the one we watched of the witness who you can't stand, apparently. It was, I forget where he was from, Spanish or Puerto Rican or somewhere. Yeah, that was a really good one and quite convincing, but it got taken down. What was to be?
Probably taken down just to make you think even more that it was real.
Loads of videos I was looking for got taken down.
The one I mentioned earlier about the guy that said he saw it and then came back and was like, I didn't see shit. The moment I saw that, I was like, he's done this to just try and get some kind of attention. It's a lot of attention seekers.
People just want to go viral, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, are you saying that it was aliens?
Am I fuck? No.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it was aliens
either.
This
is the biggest bit of bullshit. Do you know what? It's been quite a while since someone's been put in the Hall of Bitches.
Oh, no.
And Mr. Video Sosa. I think should be put in there.
For what?
It's pissed me off.
There were hundreds. It just happened to be the one I chose to include in the notes because
it
wasn't taken down.
You chose it.
So you're saying that I've put him in inadvertently?
Yeah. It's nonsense.
So if you see alien folk...
See, all that extra shit you put in gave it away.
He was just telling the account.
He wasn't. He had to be extra. He had to try and be dramatic with it.
It's not his fault he had a timeshare.
Dickhead.
Yeah, I was actually following this one on the day it happened, having a whale of a time, but it was never aliens for me. As I probed it officially, I got to thinking, this kind of cover-up could actually happen. We have deepfake technology and all sorts. If those in control don't want us to see aliens, we won't. So it could be aliens after all. I mean, it wasn't, but it could be. Any final thoughts from yourself, Mr. Grumpy?
I'm waiting for you to put someone in the hall.
You're the one putting them in.
No, you've got to do it.
No, I haven't.
It's your
I'm
pro.
Not the one nominating.
It's your pro.
Yeah, but you're nominating.
I don't care. I've got this the crown.
Put the crown
on. That's on.
This is your nomination, not mine. I don't think he warrants it.
Fine.
We've literally got... like a sex offender and someone who massively profited off their bullshit in that hall, and then you want to put someone who put a video on TikTok.
Put him in.
If you want to put him in, you put him in.
I'll put him in, just not now. It's not my probe.
That's never been the rule.
No, it fucking is now.
It's not. That is a wrap for today, if Mr. Moonwalker has nothing further to add.
I'm done. I didn't realise I was this grumpy.
Thank you for listening to But It Was Aliens. If you have enjoyed today's episode, or even if you haven't, like Mr. Moonwalker, sod it. You've got this far, so you may as well head on over to patreon.com/ButItWasAliens and sign up to be a patron of the show. On Patreon, each month, we release bonus episodes we call Side Pros, where we study the dirtier sides of the paranormal, or sometimes the most bonkers, or pet projects, or conspiracies. Basically, anything goes except aliens. You can gain access to these episodes for quite literally less than a cup of coffee. If you don't want more, but you do want contact, so do we, my friends, so do we. You can share episode suggestions with us on the X Twitter at But It Was Aliens. You could also say hello on Facebook, where connected to But It Was Aliens is a secretly public private group called Extraterrestrial Towers. Being a member of Extraterrestrial Towers grants you protection from the aliens when they invade.
Please ignore the operation tables. We don't know how they got there, but you are perfectly safe. That is it for this episode. So until next time, did Ludacris ever get that bitch to move? The truth is up there. Hashtag
Proopa.
And Sammy Sosa, you are in the Hall of Bitches, you little bitch.
You can tell this man is grumpy because he didn't even do his on the Twitter thing. Toodle pip.